sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Indeed. Why did I put my microphone up so high? I had plenty of time to sort this out. That was weird. That's a bit of a crane technique.
Feeling a bit Lemmy on it.
R.I.P.
The Ace of Spades.
R.I.P.
Or in this case, the Ace of Compost.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
hello,
today's
talk.
Kia ora.
Wow.
I'm trying to make an effort after your news, guys. Fantastic today.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't muck around here at BFM News. We are you can thanks to Lillian, that initiative.
Yep. Thanks, Lillian.
Right on.
Compost. It's a pretty interesting topic. But it's come up a few times.
It's not, I feel like it's for city dwellers can have a go, should have a go at some composting.
I just got a compost bin at my house, like literally on the tail end of summer.
Avondale, that city?
Maybe three months ago.
Is it dank? Where's it at? Out the
it's
back?
It's in like the deepest, darkest corner of my back. Yard.
Ooh, then today you will learn something.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Don't put it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What,
I was saying
what have
John.
I done wrong?
Yeah, you want to get a bit of sun touch. We'll start at the start. Eh?
Yes.
Okay.
So but is it going to culminate and at the end it's going to totally burn John kind of thing?
Oh, no, but he'll learn something.
Okay. I also want to talk about who I found living in my compost, but we'll get to that later.
Pig so hungry, what
who?
Are you up
like,
to?
As in this thing has a last name?
I don't know, possibly.
There are food waste collections starting this year, and they've already rolled them out in Papakura, and they'll be rolling out region-wide in 2020.
Well, I didn't know this is the bit that confused me about this. I thought they were like giving everyone a compost bin and they go about their thing, but they're just taking food waste away.
Yeah, so the idea being that everyone will have a little compost bucket on their benches or whatever, and then you can either choose to put it in the rubbish bin, which would be crazy because you'd be paying for your rubbish, or you can put it in the compost bin that the Auckland Council collect free of charge, or you can put it on your own land and make compost with it and soil.
Yeah, the middle one that you said, the new one, where is this ginormous compost bin?
I actually don't.
Have we created a new mountain? Are we creating a new massive mountain of like food waste that we're just going to, who's going to live next to that?
No, but yeah.
That's a lot of food
but
stuff.
But it's better than the living next to the tip, right? Because the thing.
Well, no, because it's like all the, it's basically the tip times 1,000 because it's like concentrated, because all the food's like the most gruntiest of the stuff.
Yeah, but it turns into soil, you know, it gets turned around and like.
I want to see it. I just want to see this massive. Is that what's happening? There's a big churn, there's like a big steamroller thing.
Yeah, something. And then they'll take it as soil. And
does anybody
and
know where the food's going to
end up? Yeah, if anyone lives by this food waste pile.
The phone's ringing, so I can only but assume it's a Fraggle calling us to tell us about the giant compost heap. Hello, BFM.
Hello, don't be duped. It's a targeted rate for everybody, whether they compost at home or not.
Yes.
What they're doing is monetising your resource.
Yes, I was just having a little whinge about that, wasn't I? I was saying I do think it's a little unfair for those of us who can and do compost to be charged for something.
And then they'll lay claim that, oh, people are putting food waste in it, so we can't do it at home.
You know, I just feel like we're defeating the purpose of composting. Is like, so you can get rid of your own, you can reduce your own rubbish down in your own little environment. You shouldn't have to send it off to a fucking thing. That's just the same problem all over again.
Privatise it properly and have a contractor give you the choice to employ a private contractor employed by the council to pick up your shit. If you live in an apartment, cool, no worries.
Let's take that word privatise and like make it actually what it is, like just you and your rubbish shit and you just put it on your roses and your roses grow mint, you know,
so if we were to say that there's an outcome of today, it's that maybe everyone goes away, or even 80% of people that listen to this go away and actually set up their own compost, and then maybe we can tell the council that if 80% of people are doing their own compost, then they could, you know, rethink their targeted rate.
I just want to see this massive compost bin that...
Mind you, nobody's... Maybe there is 80% doing it. Nobody's listening to them.
Possibly. Are you composting, though?
Oh, hell yeah.
Right on,
always.
Man. Right
everything.
On.
Anything and everything.
Sustaining alive, I see.
Well, we're going to talk... You're going to learn something, too, because you shouldn't be composting everything and anything.
Oh, dead rats, definitely.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, thanks, mate. We'll move
Thank
on.
You.
Okay.
Cool. So 45% of household waste is food collected in Auckland. So people aren't...
How much?
45% of waste that goes in the rubbish is food. So people aren't composting. So if we can get everyone composting, then we could turn around to the Auckland Council and politely tell them to go away.
Or bring back the you're not leaving the table until you finish your food initiative.
Yeah, I like that
the
one.
The initiative of when you're a bit of a younger one, John.
So we'll do some 101. Plant. There's two types of things that go in your compost. Green matter, which is nitrogen rich. So your veggies, your grass clippings, coffee, eggs.
Can I put grass clippings in there?
You can.
Well, my grass clippings just go in a pile beside the compost.
No. They're really good.
John, what did I say?
I don't know. You're going to learn lots today.
Great.
I like this. And then the other is brown matter. So that's your carbon. So carbon rich things. So think leaves, newspaper even. Straw, sawdust. So you actually need to have 30% of that latter stuff, the brown stuff, to every one part of green. Supposedly. This is not, you know, this is if you want to make really quick soil.
A-grade compost.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So you can kind of do whatever's going to work for you. But just know that the faster, the more carbon-rich stuff you have in there, the faster your compost will break down.
Okay. Does that mean I can take like the ashes from my fire and maybe I should putting that in there as well?
You can take a little bit, but not if you're using coal, only if you're using wood fires, no coal ash. So you can put in...
I've just answered the phone.
Oh, hello.
Not all sawdust are the same though.
No, I was about to say that.
Okay, good.
Oh, sorry, I'll leave it to it.
No, fine, you can do this part. You tell us.
Well, no, I'm just saying anything treated. Absolutely. Is not so sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
And same for if you're going to be using ash from your fire, you shouldn't be burning treated wood. But if you do, do not use that ash either.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
and
mate.
Maybe get a lung test.
Some lead paint in there, too.
Yeah, totally.
Bye.
Some nose. You can put a lot of things in your compost, but some nose are cat or dog poo, which when I read about it, I thought, really? But my rule of thumb is if the thing eats meat, don't put the poos into the compost.
Okay. Will the compost eat meat?
No.
Okay, I was wondering
certainly
if I put
no
my
meat.
Arm in a compost thing for like a week, would I?
Or
would
fish.
It, would it like compost
can
it to
I,
the bone?
Can I put eggshells in the compost?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why eggshells but not meat?
Because they're primarily
eggshells are kind of like bone, right?
No, calcium. Yeah, but I think bone, they attract vermin and they can also have diseases on them, whereas an eggshell, not so much.
Mm.
Speaking on that point, I opened the lid of my compost bin and...
Wait.
Wait for it.
Oh, is that a drum roll?
And...
Oh,
a cute
wow.
little rat popped out and had a look at me.
Did it rip the fingers?
Okay.
There's nothing cuter than a little rat hand ripping the fingers, man.
I was surprised because I opened the lid, he popped out, looked at me, kind of was like, whatever.
Skated off with his hat back.
He just kind of went back into
Frederick.
The cover of darkness.
Did he look like that rat from Foot Rock Flats? I got gangrene. You know that white rat? That rat beating up a dog.
But should I worry about the rat in my compost?
You should.
Why? What's he trying to eat in there?
Well, you just should worry about...
Rhubarb! No rhubarb! Don't put rhubarb in your compost. Or is that a tattoo that someone
wants? Do you know
what?
That's interesting. I did not know that. The other things, just before we address Frederick the rat...
Don't name it.
Tea and coffee bags, because unless they're organic tea bags, a lot of them are just made with... They've got little bits of plastic in them, which grosses me out about drinking tea now.
What could John do to make his neighbours more attractive so that the rat goes and lives over there? Is that for a different episode, perhaps?
No. We can talk about that. Okay. So, the rat.
What else was it? Are we not putting in there? Were you doing a list of stuff not to put in? Keep going.
Onion peels.
Okay.
Citrus.
What? No onion peels.
That's,
oh,
rats love that, you
there.
Maniac. It's rat heaven.
They're this in, is exactly in, I see
it's
what's
just junkie
wrong.
Style rats as well. Rats getting real citrus wasted.
No fish or meat. And I feel like you're doing that because when I said no meat.
I haven't been putting it.
Rats
no
are like squeezing the peel that's flammable and just right into their face. And they're like,
No onion peels.
Junkie rat.
Why not?
I don't know, actually. Okay. It's just a thing. Sorry, I didn't think I was going to get a question.
What about child's diapers? No good?
I'll take that on board. No onion peels.
Well, do you know what? There is a type that you can compost of child's diapers, but you want to get rid of the poos first.
That's a classic case of me taking the piss, but
it was actually a thing. Great. Same with like coffee cups and stuff. There's some that are compostable, but you need to have quite Carajos, a hot compost.
Carajos coffee cups.
Well, name something. What else has John been composting that he shouldn't have? This is quite. I mean, it's good that John's composting. Don't you?
Okay,
wrong,
so we're going to talk about your Frederick,
the rat. That's my compost. Yeah.
So the issue is that it's a warm, peaceful little place with food. So one of the things I read was you've got to make it not comfortable and peaceful in there. So in my mind, I was like, you could just like flush them out with some bad music. Mm. But also
bad music at John's place.
Yeah, this is a good point. Mm. What is your neighbours like? They got some Britney Spears or something?
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's why they're at John's place.
Yeah, totally. You can aerate it. So you can turn it over frequently. Mm. They don't really like that. They don't like getting, you know, they'll go for the fresh stuff that you've dumped in
there.
They don't
like being
touched. Turned it over.
So if you just keep poking it and stuff like that.
Okay, thanks, Big Hungry. So I should basically trap it.
That's what you need to do is you need to get some traps. You need to see where it's coming from is the best idea. Is if you can kind of see where it's coming from, then you put the trap in its commute to work.
You're going to domesticate the rat. You're going to get like a little studded collar and it was going to be like one in the collar.
That rat is not being able to be domesticated. No.
Sure it's like,
it is
I feel
a free
like,
man.
I feel like a compost bin is a bit of a gateway to the household. It's almost... not outside.
He's saving up for his own place.
Okay, back to the compost.
I've also read
don't put in bread or any kind of sorts of fruit.
What? Because rats eat that.
The rats really like it. So you could maybe put it
give
in
it to
and
the
turn
birds.
Over. I don't know. No, the birds don't eat bread. What?
What do you mean? That's a childhood thing that happens.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that you want to
take away feeding the birds, please. Don't you do.
Do you know what? Donnie's getting happier these days, but you're getting sadder. The tables have turned. You want to be thinking about having your compost bin in a warm space, so at least partial sun.
Oh, yeah.
Because it needs to get hot enough to actually compost.
Apparently a Bokashi compost system is
the
bomb.
Do you know what? That's going to be my next conversation. So, if somebody knows about
somebody's
the Bokashi, they can... Oh, God. It's gone.
Hello, you're with BFM Sustaining Alive currently.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad.
You're not supposed to put in tomato leaves either.
Who's composting tomato leaves?
Like, if you've got a tomato plant and you prune them.
Are you winking right now, kind of thing? Like?
It's from the deadly nightshade family, and I'm pretty sure that's relatively semi-poisonous.
They've got a natural arsenic in them.
Yes, yeah. They're the natural pesticide, I think. So
oh, wow.
Yeah. That would probably
get rid
kill
of
the
rat.
Micro...
No tomato leaves if you're pruning your laterals on your tomato plant.
Unless you got a massive rat.
Thank you. Well, then you're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, thanks, mate.
Thank you. Somebody's mentioned Bokashi, and this is a really good system, especially if you live in an apartment or you don't have a lot of space.
It's Japanese.
It's an indoor system. It's anaerobic, so it means that it works with no air.
Sounds fit.
And it ferments kitchen waste. So it's pretty much everything else that doesn't go in your compost. So you can kind of put anything in it, but it's actually designed for like meat and dairy and things that you can't put in your compost. And it ferments.
That's a bit of you, John. Kind of like a waste disposal, but not...
Keep going, Rita. Tell me how it works.
So you put it underneath the bucket. I don't have one, and it's something that I've been told a few times
Bokashi.
To have, so I don't know
Bokashi.
For sure. But what I've read about them is that you put them under your bench, you fill them up. Once it's full, and it's kind of designed, it's about $50, so it's got like chambers and stuff in it.
Bokashi.
And then once every 10 to 12 days, once it's full, you put it aside. It takes 10 to 12 days to break down. You get rid of the leachate, so that's all the like gross liquidy stuff. And that's very acidic and it's not very useful for anything. And then the rest of it you can compost or use to actually put in the soil and make your soil beautiful.
Is a compost thing something I should be peeing on? Kind of like a lemon tree.
If you want to, but it's in a bin.
I'm saying people are probably.
I feel like it's complicated
if
to
I'm
pee
at
in
a place. And it's like, yeah, I'll just go over there and it's fine. Don't worry about it. And I see like a lemon tree and a compost bin. I'm going to think to myself, maybe I'm helping out if I.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well, sorry to everyone that's ever had a compost.
I feel like that's complicated. Like you're gonna take the lid off. You're gonna say hi to Frederick. Sorry.
You pee at it. Obviously, it gets
a this is a compost report, not where should Big Hungry go for a pee report. No. Okay, Rita.
Oh, what rats eat? Apparently, they love any fruit like pumpkin, etc.
Mm. Now, so when am I going to know that my compost is ready and I can put it on the garden?
So you want to be churning it regularly, but it will be dark, a really dark, rich colour, and it'll look and smell like soil. Mm. Yeah, so that's when you know it's ready.
And it won't be moving, it won't have arms and eyes.
And it wouldn't have eaten you, hopefully. If you don't have somewhere to put your compost, there is sharewaste.org.nz, and you can put up your compost. They come in, it's a swap basically. Oh, yeah. So those who need more compost or those who want to get rid of their waste. And there's also some really cool workshops that compostcollective.org.nz put on.
Nice.
So they've got about 5 or 6 in July alone all over Auckland. And they look like some of them are free, so that's always good to do. And that is composting.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I feel like maybe we could look at, because I'm kind of thinking about feeding my citrus trees at home. Should we look at winter plants next
week?
Yeah.
Well, now we're in prime season for planting trees. And, you know, more trees, less assholes.
Is there a metaphor there?
No, it's just a thing that green people say all the time. Oh, yeah.
More shit to hug, isn't it? Hey, sustaining
life. Let's do some planting next week.
Thank you very much, Rita.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.